Brought to you this morning by CSU Global Campus. It's Breakfast with Pink Floyd on 99.5 The Mountain. Every weekday morning, just right around 6 o'clock, we pick a different artist, give you a couple songs from that artist, and also some information in their own words, right? Whether it's about a song or an album. Sort of, we're all about information here at The Mountain. 6:17 right now, I'm Mike Casey. Speaking of which, when Roger Waters, earlier in that clip, he was talking about manually creating the special effects loop that they used in the song Money. There's actually a really cool video clip showing it. I mean, how long the tape was and what they had to do to make it happen. That's posted on my blog at 99.5themountain.com. Check it out if you're into that sort of thing. It's pretty cool. 8 degrees right now for a look at today's weather. Here's Becky Ditchfield from 9 News. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Becky Ditchfield from the 9 News Weather Network for 99.5 The Mountain.
Avs lost to the Panthers in a shootout 6-5 last night. Miami Heat in town to play the Nuggets at Pepsi Center tonight. And the Broncos heading across state lines to play the Chiefs on Sunday, despite the fact that historically, this is a bad number here. The Broncos are 1-17 all time in Arrowhead in the month of December. No one seems overly panicked about that headed into this weekend, including Broncos safety Brian Dawkins.
I wasn't here. I'm hoping to come out with a win.
That's the one game at a time philosophy, right? They teach you that in football school. Coming up next on The Mountain, pay special attention to there's mechanical hand claps in this next song. Those were supposed to be placeholders replaced by drum sounds in the final version, but when they tried to put drums in, it didn't sound right, so they left the mechanical hand claps in. That's next on The Mountain. It's 6:19. Hi, I'm
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Check out a mountain of classics while you work. Listen live at 99.5themountain.com.
Jimi Hendrix at 6:35 on 99.5 The Mountain with Hey Joe. I'm Mike Casey. Cold today. I mean, you thought yesterday was cold. That'll seem like a day at the beach compared to today. 18 for a high, 32 tomorrow, 38 on Saturday. It's one of those, if you get out of the shower and your hair's still wet and you go outside, it's one of those that's going to freeze your hair days. Although that's a lot less of a problem for me than it used to be. News and traffic. Kathy, what do you got?
Well, we definitely have some problems, but only her attorney will speak.
Now, Kathy, on the Tiger Woods thing, I mean, if I may here, we talked about this quite a bit yesterday. The phone call came, phone message, I should say.
That was something,
huh? Yeah, the panicked message from Tiger Woods played that. I got an email right after that. It's from Eric. Eric is in Thornton. He says, Dear Mike, I was listening this morning until the Tiger Woods voicemail came on. What business is it of ours, what his voicemails say to other people? You mentioned that this thing is spinning out of control. That's because of media people like you that won't leave him alone. You are part of the problem. Eric in Thornton. Now, this is not the first time I've been called part of the problem. But I'm curious to know what people think about this. I mean, I don't think the media creates news. I don't think we determine what people are interested in. Tiger Woods is one of the most recognizable faces on the planet. People are notably curious about what's going on in this situation.
How'd we get a hold of the email? Or not the email, but the voicemail?
Well, you know, it circulated on the web. There were a couple different news sources who had it available, and so we played it on the air here.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like you had to go digging around and dragged out the salacious information just to put it out there.
No.
And make Tiger look bad, right?
That's a good point. But, you know, maybe I'm in the minority on this. If you think Tiger Woods coverage has had enough, then, well, let me know. We'll discuss it, okay? Thank you for the update, Kathy. Coming up next, two guys singing who know their own bit about personal impropriety. Next.
RegisUniversity.com.
If you're not listening to The Mountain at work, then you're listening to commercials. 9 to noon, commercial-free.
99.5 The Mountain.
.5 The Mountain.
REM at 6:55 on 99.5 The Mountain. Man on the Moon from Automatic for the People. I'm Mike Casey. 7 degrees right now. That's right. 7 degrees. We're aiming for a high of 18 today. Tomorrow will actually seem warm by comparison. 32 for a high on Friday. 38 on Saturday. If you're thinking about getting in shape for the new year, here's an idea. And this kind of goes against popular thinking, but stick with me here. There's a research study out of Great Britain that suggests that rather than spend your money and your time on a gym membership, you would actually be better served from a health and happiness standpoint to go out and get a puppy dog and walk the puppy dog with alarming regularity. Seriously, this research study says that dog owners spend an average of 8 hours a week getting some exercise while walking their pets, while petless gym members average just 1 hour and 20 minutes of exercise every week. Now, keep in mind that this study was sponsored by a pet care company. There may be some dots to connect there, but in my opinion, if you could just get the dog and then get the dog to go to the gym and walk himself, then you have a win-win. I mean, it doesn't really address the issues of your own personal health, but you take care of that down the road. Music on the way from Led Zeppelin and Cheap Trick. Up next, a little music soundtrack work from Grammy nominee Eric Clapton.